five or six, best I can remember. And they married in 1868.
After the war. Let's see now. I need to know about your husband's, some details about your husband.
Stop that a minute.
What is your husband's age? About.
Oh, about 57, I think.
57. And his race is?
White.
And his religion?
Episcopalian.
And his race is?
White.
And his religion?
Episcopalian.
And what about his educational background?
I don't know a whole lot about it, except that I know he graduated from high school, and then he went to work in Dallas as an electrician's helper, and he is so apt at it that he has been superintendent for many years in that department, in the electrical department. He's really a whiz with electricity.
And who are his associates? Through clubs, church, or community?
Community, because he farms and he ranches, and he has not been doing electrical work for the last 5 years.
Oh, I see. So he's retired from that part of it. And now, do you know anything about his family background? Parents and grandparents? And
well, yes, his parents currently live in Waco, but they originally lived in West Texas, in a little place out about 25 miles from Lubbock, west of Lubbock. And this summer, when we were on vacation, he had not been back there until this summer. We went out to the little place where they used to live, and there wasn't anything but a tree left.
Is that right?
That's right. It just completely wiped out. But they farmed and they raised cattle. And his father, I think, is retired now, and he's not very well physically.
Okay, the next thing that I would like for you to tell me is a little bit about the area around here. I know you're very familiar with the history of Refugio County, and if you can give me just a kind of a brief summary of the major events through here. I know your family's been here since this area was first colonized.
Well, originally, I don't know how James happened to come to the United States, but he came in early years before, in fact, I think he had been here 8 or 10 years before he went back to Ireland to get the colonists. But Mexico was giving grants of land to people if they would help to colonize Texas. Their only stipulation was that they would have at least a third of them, or maybe a half, Mexicans. So James went back to Ireland and visited with his sister. He hadn't been back there. Well, I believe, I might have been wrong, he had not been back, so history says, for about 20 years. He had been in the United States, but not particularly in Texas. He was very well acquainted in Philadelphia, apparently. And it might have been there that he met James, who finally became his partner. But together, they got this grant from Mexico of all this land, promise of all this land if they would colonize. So he went back and he gathered together about 350 colonists. And they were on a boat. I think there were three boats of the people that came. And from a deposition which is in the district clerk's office given by Mrs. Rosalie B. who was originally named, she was 8 years old when she came to this county on the boat.